His grace. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Ram Giridhari Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 19, text number 62 onwards. So Prabhuji, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. What happened? Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning, enlightening us on this topic. Please take over the call now, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, sorry.
Okay.
I like to just thank everyone for being part of this wonderful service and also engaging me in this service. We are going to discuss today from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 19, text number 62 through text 77. प्रभुरे सैयाटे आनीश सुस्तिरा करैलाम तने कैला हेतुनि स्वरूप पूचिलाम. They brought the Lord to his bed, calmed him, then asked, why have you done this to yourself? Text 63. प्रभु कहेन उद्वेगे घरे ना भारी रहिते वार चाहि बुली शीघ्र बाहिर होइते. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु रिप्लाइड, आई वॉज इन सच एंग्जाइटी दैट आई कुड नॉट स्टे इन द रूम. आई वॉन्टेड टू गो आउट एंड देयरफॉर आई वॉन्डर्ड अबाउट द रूम looking for the door. Text 64. Dwara nahi pana mukha lage chari pite kshatahaya raktapade na pai yaite. Unable to find the door, I kept hitting the four walls with my face. My face was injured and it bled, but I still couldn't get out. Text 65. Unmada dashaya praburas tiranahe manam yei kariyei bole shaba unmada lakshana. In this state of madness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was unsteady. Whatever he said or did was all symptomatic of madness. Text 66. Swarupa goshaita bi chinta paila mane bhakta ganalai vichara kaila aradhine. Swarup Dhamodara was very anxious, but then he had an idea. The following day, he and the other devotees considered it together. Sababhakta melitave prabhura sadilam Shankara pandite prabhura sange swayailam. After consulting with one another, they entreated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to allow Shankara Pandita to lie down in the same room with him. Prabhupade thale Shankara Karena Sayanam.
What happened?
Prabhu Dandra Upara Karena Pada Prashanam. Thus, Shankara Pandita laid the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Lord placed his legs upon Shankara's body.
I'll put water in now, okay. Alright.
Prabhu Pado Padna Hali Tandra Nama Hailam Purve Vidure Yena Shri Sukha Varnila. Shankara became celebrated by the name Prabhupado Padana, the pillow of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was like Vidura, as Sukadeva Goswami previously described him. Iti Bruvanam Viduram Vinitam Sahasra Sirnascharano Padanam Prahrishtaroma Bhagavat Katayam Praniyamano Munirabhyas Chasta. When the submissive Vidura, the resting place of the legs of Lord Krishna, had thus spoken to Maitreya, Maitreya began speaking, his hair standing on end due to the transcendental pleasure of discussing topics concerning Lord Krishna. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.13.5. Shankara Karena Prabhure Pada Samvahanam Kumana Padena Taiche Karena Shayanam. Shankara massaged the legs of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but while massaging he would fall asleep and thus lie down. Ugadange padiya Shankara Nidrayaya Prabhu Jiya Panakanta Tahare Chadhaya. He would lie asleep without a covering on his body, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would get up and wrap him with his own quilt. Text 73. Nirantara Kumaya Shankara Sigra Chetnam Vashi Pada Chapi Kare Ratri Chagranam. Shankara Pandita would always fall asleep, but he would quickly awaken, sit up, and again begin massaging the legs of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, he would stay awake the entire night. Text 74. Tandra Bhaya Narena Prabhu Bahire Yaite Tandra Bhaya Narena Vitae Mukabje Gashite. Out of fear of Shankara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could neither leave his room nor rub his lotus-like face against the walls. Text 75. Yei Lila Mahaprabhura Raghunatha Dasa Gangastava Kalpa Vrikshe Kariyache Prakasha. This pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's has been described very nicely by Raghunath Das Goswami in his book known as Gaurangastava Kalpa Vriksha. Text 76. Svakiyasya pranabada sadarsha gostya virahat pralapan unmadat satatam atikurvan vikalahati tadakbitav sashvat padana vidu Garshena Rudhiram Kshatotam Gauranga Hridaye Udayan Mam Madayati. Because of separation from his many friends in Vrindavan, who were like his own life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman. His intelligence was transformed. Day and night, he rubbed his moon-like face against the walls and blood flowed from injuries. May that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise in my heart and make me mad with love. Text 77. Yei Mata Mahaprabhu Ratri Divashe Prema Sindhu Magnarahe Khabudu Bebhashe. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed immersed day and night in an ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna. Sometimes he was submerged and sometimes floated. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnu Padayam Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanandam Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. It's a pleasure always to be in the assembly of devotees to discuss Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This chapter, as it is titled, it's about inconceivable activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As it is, the Lord's activities are inconceivable. And especially when it comes to the confidential activities of the Lord, it is all the more inconceivable. The reason it is inconceivable is purely because of our problem. It is nothing to do with the Supreme Lord. It is because we have some inabilities, we have some disabilities, we have some difficulties, we are not able to comprehend. And if at all we have to comprehend or try to participate, it can only happen by the blessings of the Supreme Lord alone. It is said, for us to see the sun, for us to see the objects in their own perspective, we need the help of sunlight. By using a torch, if somebody tries to see the sun, he is called a foolish fellow. By materialistic knowledge, by materialistic intelligence, if somebody tries to understand the Supreme Lord, he is called Mooda. Avajananti maam Mooda manusham tanumashritam param bhava majananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. And a person is called Mooda not only just because he uses his materialistic intelligence to understand the Supreme Lord. He is also called Mooda because he thinks that he is the doer and he is the benefactor. The biggest challenge for us is, so long as one thinks that I am the doer and I am the beneficiary, then he can never understand God. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is anyway a Gupta avatar, and even in that confidential avatar, secret avatar, to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's certain activities needs additional special blessings. And more than Mahaprabhu's blessings, if at all one needs to get qualified to participate in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, is blessings of Mahaprabhu's associates. So with that simple introduction, I would like to turn this section of Chaitanya Charitamrita with some set of four reflections. As I have always shared my shortcoming of not discussing the most confidential subject matter in a manner it is supposed to be discussed, with depth, with utmost seriousness and emotions attached. I am trying to purely address this particular series, this section, purely from a sadhaka and an aspirant perspective only. The same section, if you turn with much more depth in realization, we can understand the rasa and mellow of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's transcendental pastimes. So please put up with my limitations and reciprocate with your blessings, so that at some point in time, these nectars would be, you know, relished in the manner in which it is supposed to be. What happens is, whenever we worship the Lord, or whenever we stand in front of the Lord, we ask the Lord something. We ask some favor. It is invariably seen that a person, when he stands in front of the Lord or interact with the Lord, he asks something from the Lord. And there are four different categories of asking. A person asking favor from the Lord is of four categories. The first category is, I ask favor for myself and my material well-being. I try to pray, ask, plead, perform some activities so that I am getting something materially satisfying. The second level is, I pray to the Lord for my spiritual upliftment. I plead, beg, seek the Lord's attention so that we can make progress in spirituality. There may not be any material needs. I may not be asking for some wealth and power and position or name, fame and followers. But probably I ask something for my spiritual upliftment. There's a third category, who asks favor from the Lord. It is about them asking for the welfare of the society at large. Etavat janma sapalyam dehinam idadehishu pranair artair dhyavacha shreyat acharanam sada. Shreyas means that which is ultimately beneficial and for the welfare of humanity at large. Like the sages of Naimisharanya, assembled in Naimisharanya and asked for the Lord. asked for a favor so that for the welfare of the society. Prahlad Maharaj, when he requested, he said, I would like to, win all my fellow men, the people living in this world. I want to rescue them, win them the spiritual abode. So he was concerned about everyone. Vasudeva Datta, he was concerned about everyone. So basically we ask favor, feeling sorry for everyone else, and for that praying to the Supreme Lord. And the fourth category is asking favor for the Lord's sake. A person who is situated in Krishna consciousness in their own topmost level of spiritual sentiment, he is at most concerned about how the Lord will be taken care of. So asking favor to the Lord for the Lord's sake is what we are seeing in this particular case. Because it is like, if you do not ask favor to the Lord, can anyone harm the Lord? Can anyone give pain to the Lord? The Lord is beyond pain and pleasure, beauty and ugly. The Lord is beyond all sorts of duality. When this episode, the context that we are in, is when Mahaprabhu got super excited, when he got in complete trance, he is knocking his head on the wall and he's scratching his face on the wall and he's bleeding all over the body, his lotus-like face. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalaya dhaksho vishvambaro dvijabaro yugadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karunavataro. The Lord with Kamalaya Dakshau, the Lord with beautiful face, beautiful, lotus-like eyes. Moon-like face. That beautiful Lord is harming, is bleeding all over the body. But if you read this sentence from a very gross materialistic viewpoint, we'll say, we will have different emotions. But the Lord, out of his own, as Krishnadasa Kaviraj Goswami explains here, out of his own madness for feeling in separation from the associates, from his dear, friends from Vrindavan, he's doing all of those things. So we cannot comprehend. But it also, first of all, we can't comprehend. Second of all, the Supreme Lord does not, quote unquote, gets the pain because he's beyond that. But still, because of our love for him, because we consider him as ours, because we are only interested in his welfare. The word welfare upon the Lord itself is a joke. Who are we to give welfare to the Lord? He is above all of them. But because of our love, the Lord reciprocates with us the emotions. And when the Lord sees that his dear devotees are caring for him, concerned about him, thinking about him, so then he reciprocates with them. So the fourth category of a person who is asking favor for the Lord's sake, that is considered as topmost. If at all you want to ask a favor, the highest form of asking favor is this. That is why the Lord is constantly looking at how to reciprocate with his devotees, and his dear devotees are constantly looking at how to reciprocate and satisfy the Supreme Lord. This entire episode, to have Mahaprabhu come down to the level of transactional understanding, because he is completely in transcendental madness, with a complete spiritual, you know, sentiment, for him to accept the fact that my dearmost servants are concerned about me. They are asking me for, you know, they are giving the person as an assistant. The Lord really reciprocates, accepts as if he is subordinate to them. And not only he accepts the offer, he also in turn go one step forward in taking care of that offer into a full 360 degree. Because Shankara Pandita, when he was doing his service, he was falling asleep. Because whole night he is doing that service. So Mahaprabhu is in turn taking care of that person also. So my first reflection is about, in our devotional journey, we need to learn the stages of asking favor. Of course, there is also a category where they don't have anything to do with themselves. They only think about the Supreme Lord and their welfare only. Srila Prabhupada writes in Teachings of Queen Kunti, chapter 23rd, says that gopis of Vrindavana, for them, whether they were with Krishna, they were not in physical presence of the Supreme Lord, they had only one thing to ask, which is Krishna's attention and for Krishna's sake. Because they were asking Krishna's attention, of course they get unlimited pleasure. But the reason they were seeking Krishna's attention was because Krishna was happy, enjoying in the association of his dearmost gopis. So bottom line is, in our Krishna consciousness endeavor, are we working in a manner by which Krishna is pleased? Are we working in a manner Guru and Vaishnavas are pleased? And if yes, that is the success of Krishna consciousness. So we had been worshipping the Lord in our own humble individual capacity. But here we are seeing a completely different level. They were concerned about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were making sure Mahaprabhu does not hurt himself anymore. This is not the first time this has happened. Mahaprabhu was, you know, given a personal assistant when Mahaprabhu was traveling to Vrindavan. Of course, Mahaprabhu did not want anyone to accompany him. He didn't want Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Damodar, Govinda, none of them to come with him to Vrindavan because of them being over-concerned with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are coming in a way of his emotions. At the same time, Mahaprabhu didn't want to reject the offer that they all gave. So understanding that mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they gave a junior brahmachari to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He spoke about, you know, that episode of Mahaprabhu Vrindavan trip on Madhya Leela, or in early part of Madhya Leela. I think in Madhya Leela only. So the point is, all the time, the devotees around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're concerned about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as much as the Vrindavan Vasis, they were much concerned about, caring about the Supreme Lord Krishna's, you know, needs. So my conclusion on the first reflection is, in our spiritual journey, if we need to ask something to the Supreme Lord, at least we need to know where the stages of our, you know, surrender goes. For sure, instead of going to a demigod, instead of going to some materialistic men, instead of going to, you know, some dongi baba or some bogus people, it is better to come to Krishna. Akama sarvakama mokshakama va udarati tivrena bhakti yogena ejeta purusham param. So it is better to come to Krishna. But better than that is come to Krishna for asking for spiritual welfare. Better than that is to go one step above where we can ask for the welfare of everyone. And much better than that is surrender to him for Krishna's sake, for Krishna's benefit. So it is extremely, you know, purifying, and that defines the status or how much in devotional life we need to be prudent and slowly elevate our consciousness. This is my first reflection. Second reflection is, Srila Prabhupada writes in one place in Teachings of Queen Kunti, Srila Prabhupada writes that in our devotional journey, you deserve before you desire. So we were discussing yesterday in our session about that. In Krishna consciousness, we always have several activities which are, you know, people glorify, appreciate, you know, give us all titles. But when we self-introspect, when we try to analyze, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to, you know, handle you know, my spiritual journey? We may have several aspirations. We may have several plans. It is explained that we need to have some qualification, some preparedness. Basically, it is explained that sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana gyan are very important in our spiritual journey. As much as they are important, the knowledge about my qualification, how much I deserve, we call it as adhikar. Put together, sambandha, abhideya, prayojana, and adhikar, they are all called anubandha chatushtaya. So wherever I am in spiritual quest, when I am interested in practicing Krishna consciousness, I need to see to that. I have to always evaluate, am I enough qualified, developed enough qualification? It is like this. We always discuss that how the stage prior to Shraddha is Iccha, which means desire. I have desire, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes in, you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that desire is called burning desire. I have burning desire to serve the Supreme Lord. And with that desire, we develop some Shraddha. But here, we also add one more criteria, which is called, when I am desiring, I am also seeing and understanding how much I am prepared, how much I am ready. I'll give an example for that. When I desire about taking initiation, okay, I need to take initiation. So everybody is talking about initiation, and I understand that it is important for me to take initiation. So I desire for initiation. I have a very strong desire for initiation. But when I am aspiring for initiation, before even I choose whom do I take initiation from or whom do I, you know, surrender to, I need to also understand what is the qualification of a disciple. So that is why in our general process also we say, let people learn basics of Krishna consciousness, what is Guru Tattva, who are we, what are we supposed to do, and several other things. So in that journey, it is important that we learn to evaluate where do I stand in my being a good student. So for me to take admission in a big university, desire is great, deserving for that is equally important. So whenever we are intending to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be part of this Sankirtan mission, there is a, you know, several gradations of devotional journey that has been defined. So we need to evaluate, where do I stand in my qualification. So we discussed about four aspects of that in deserving before desiring. Number one is deserving is purely a technical information. What all things that I know, what all things that I need to do to qualify so that I will get to desire to eventually move progress. So it is like a spiral. We discussed that it's like a triangle. Desire, faith, deserving. Desire, faith, deserving. Of course, further activities will continue based on the faith that you exhibit. But today, I just desire. Can desire alone suffice? No. Desire needs Shraddha to push it forward. But can Shraddha and desire alone suffice? No. We need to have some qualification that we need to build it up. So we need to keep evaluating how much I deserve, how much I deserve, how much I qualify, how much I qualify, so that can I apply for this or not? Am I eligible for this or not? How much I'm eligible for this? So we need to keep checking our eligibility criteria. So one is technical information. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his manifested Leela, several instances, he has exhibited that one has to acquire necessary qualification. And he made sure each and every one of us are prepared for that. And what is the topmost qualification that he always appreciates? Trinadapi suni jena, tarorapi saishtunam, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Whether it is Pradaprudra's story, whether it is Raghunath Das Goswami's pastimes, whether it is Haridas Thakur's pastime, whether it is Sanatana Goswami's, skin disease pastime, several pastimes, what Mahaprabhu had been appreciating was about the stature of humility, tolerance one, exhibits. He was, making evaluation of that and appreciating them. So the point I want to say is, to keep evaluating where do we stand. So as a part of that, first aspect is we need to know technically what is the qualification. The second thing is we need to know in terms of being deserving for acquiring the qualification, where am I supposed to approach? Where am I supposed to reach out to? Where am I supposed to, go and assess myself or prepare myself? I knew these qualifications are important. I don't deserve now. So what do I do to start deserving? So where should I go for that? The third aspect is, the most important aspect is, to come to a conclusion that how much ever I try to get qualified, I am going to continue to remain as a patika. The point is, Prabhu, I already know I am fallen. I know I am fallen just as a sentiment or just as a lip service is different from I realize genuinely I am fallen. So there's a two big difference. Today, by hearsay, by words, by usage, you say, Prabhuji, I am your servant, Dasanu Das. We write an email, your servant. We write in our text messages, please accept my humble obeisances, Dandavats. But when we actually reflect upon them, do we really mean them? Are we really living by that words? It's a big question mark. So that's why the third aspect is what you technically know in the first part, are we really in? So by analysis, we come to a conclusion. Yes, we are patita. So I am actually a person who is needing more and more attention. That is why in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, manifested Leela, one of the most glorious aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is he chooses the fallen candidate. The most degraded fallen souls are his candidates that he has chosen to demonstrate the power of Krishna consciousness process. Narottam Das Thakur is singing in his songs, Gauranga Karuna Toro
আমি দীনহীন জানি ক্ষমা পতিতা প্রভু নাহি ত্রিভুবানি দণ্ডে তৃণধারি গৌরা.
So Narottam Das Thakur is singing that I have not seen anyone who is, you know, who is more merciful than you. Your name is Patita Pavana. So if that is true, you should definitely rescue me. Because there is no one who is as fallen as I am. The point is, when we learn to deserve, when we learn to pray, when we learn to surrender, are we, you know, are we understanding the purport? Are we understanding the meaning? Are we understanding the word? What it means to be fallen, servant, humble, dhasanu das. So my third aspect of the second reflection is about we realizing them. We completely, you know, understanding that, you know, meaning of am I, you know, really qualified? I'm really fallen. So hence I need Mahaprabhu's mercy. So in that desperation, in that need, that is when we raise both the hands up. Draupadi raised both her hands up when she realized that she can't do anything of her own. Everybody raised both their hands up. Taravalambam mama dehi Vishnu Govinda damodara madaveti. Karavalambam mama dehi Vishnu Govinda damodara madaveti. So it is extremely important that we realize that I can't do anything myself, so hence I need you. Not that I can still manage, but you have to still help me. Not that way. I completely surrender unto you. But the third aspect of, you know, knowing, you know, what do we deserve. And the last but not least aspect of it is that the whole arrangement of us to be prepared to be deserved is not for our sake. It is so that we can eventually be a useful candidate in our Guru and Gauranga's service. Why I need to get deserved, why I need to get initiated, why I need to do certain things. If the intent is that I will go back home, back to Godhead, I will get Krishna's attention. So that is okay we are not saying it's not okay. But here in this context, we see everyone's focus is centered around Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's welfare, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, caring about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's needs. So the highest level of surrender is that I learn to deserve, to desire, to serve so that I'll become a useful servant in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission. I'll be a useful soldier. I'll be a person who can be, you know, somewhat add some things to Krishna's service. Because gopis, the mood that they have exhibited is whether we get benefit or not, whether we go back home, you know, wherever we are not. But if Krishna is pleased, then we are happy. The goal is that. So when we are learning to be deserved, many a times we see demons, several other, demigods, they perform tapasya. They do all austerities. They do all these, severe penances. But the net result is, after doing all of them, they will ask something for themselves. But here, the level of Krishna consciousness that has been that needs to be understood here is we do all endeavor, we think 360 degrees purely to make sure that we learn to serve the Supreme Lord for the Lord's sake. That is why this is clean, transparent, wonderful, stage of Krishna consciousness, which is untouched and unexplainable by material understanding. So hence, let us, for us to even understand, the reason I was talking about deserve, desire and Shraddha is for us to even enter into such a paradigm, such an understanding, such a zone. We need to learn to prepare ourselves to raise our consciousness slowly, slowly, slowly and withdraw ourselves. Because being self-centered is actually Kanishta. It is so long as we are self-centered. Once I was talking to His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj. So he was explaining about this Kanishtadhikari, Madhyamadhikari, Uttamadhikari. He was explaining, even though it is explained as three layers, three categories, each category has got its own layers. In Kanishta, you can have Kanishta, Kanishta. You can have Kanishta, Madhyama. You can have Kanishta, Uttama. So you can also have layers within a stage. So I'm saying that even though we may be practicing Krishna consciousness in whatever capacity, so long as we are self-centered, so long as we are thinking about our benefit, something for me, we have to understand that we still have some components of Kanishta, some component of being a junior, some component of being an amateur, some component of being somebody who is still not mature. So from that standpoint, my second reflection is, let's learn to desire as we desire, we learn to evaluate how much I deserve, and we try to build that qualification. And the qualification is nothing but just to realize I am a patita. And second is, my only duty is to 100% be a servant of the Supreme Lord without any personal attachment. And Kolavecha Sridhara was asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what do you want? Kolavecha Sridhara was demanded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please demand, ask me something. Sridhara responded saying that, life after life, bestow me with the benediction so that I will be able to serve. Give this kela, give this banana, serve this banana to you every life that I take. And what did Mahaprabhu give? Mahaprabhu gave a tight hug and said, from today, I am yours. So, the aspect of complete surrender is something that is only exhibited, taught in the Bhakti school of thoughts. In all other school of thoughts, there is always some tinge of what do you get? What do the soul get? What do you, only in Bhakti school of thoughts, especially in Gaudiya Bhakti school of thoughts, we have such wonderful symptoms of how to completely surrender to the Supreme Lord. I end this reflection with a point where Srila Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes that many a times materialistic people think by surrendering we lose our independence. But only those who are spiritually surcharged, they understand that by surrendering to the spiritual authority, one regains his independence. The real independence, the real freedom from the clutches of Maya. So we need to learn to evaluate how much I deserve constantly. And this may change. The qualification that you need to acquire may change as we move progress. As we move forward. But then we need to constantly check is an important aspect. Like how we do medical checkup. Similarly, we need to regularly check in ourselves. How much I have made progress. How much I have made progress for the goal. And that is why Prabhupada writes, cultivation means one thing is do something favorable. Set up some goal favorable to Krishna consciousness. And number two, to get rid of something which is an obstacle to Krishna consciousness. We read that few weeks before from the introduction to Nectar of Devotion. Prabhupada says, anusilana, cultivation, activity means not just consciousness alone. It means setting some goal. Two things he said. One is doing some activities that are favorable to Krishna consciousness towards your goal. Second is relinquishing something which is an obstacle to your goal. So what does that mean? We better need to have a goal. And goal needs to be broken down into smaller goals so that it is achievable, then go further, achievable, then go further, achievable, then go further. So when we are desiring, I need to be fanning Srimati Radharani in Barsana. I mean, could be a desire. But where do I stand today? So today I stand in Mlecha category. So we need to rise up. So set up, keep some short-term goals, deserve for that, desire for that, develop Shraddha for that, then keep working towards achieving the next higher. So the reason I was telling about this desire and deserving is the candidate that Shankara Pandita was chosen because they found him to be a deserving candidate to be the recipient of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. How much deserving? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that. As much as Vidura was a recipient of Krishna's mercy. What was the storyline there? Vidura, whenever Krishna used to visit Hastinapur, when Krishna used to stay in the palace, Krishna used to choose Vidura's house. And what privilege Vidura had was, when Krishna used to lie down, Krishna used to put his legs on Vidura's lap for Vidura to massage. So eventually, when Vidura met Maitreya Rishi for discussing Krishna Katha, so Maitreya Rishi got so much overwhelmed that this student is not an ordinary student. This person, Vidura, even though I am teaching him, he is a qualified candidate and he is a blessed candidate. He had been the recipient of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord's mercy. So much so that he personally massaged Sri Krishna. 313.5 Prabhupada writes that he got the privilege just thinking about the blessings that he received. He had a lot of ecstatic symptoms. Maitreya got very excited, very encouraged. So the connection here is that we need to be a deserving candidate to eventually move closer to Krishna consciousness, and the process makes us deserving. But we need, our duty is to constantly check. If we don't check, we just let loose, then probably we will be overconfident about ourselves and not get to reach the right goal as we need to be. So this is my second reflection. The third reflection is about the aspect of something we have always several times discussed. Krishna consciousness is very simple for simple minded and complicated for those who are complicated. The reason I'm saying this, that in the context, is all the devotees who are very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they understood this entire Leela in the manner it is supposed to be understood. Suppose, for example, you don't give this description, and anybody who just knew about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as some saint or some 14th century scholar or something, they will not even be able to comprehend. They will call this as madness. I'll give a few examples. The life of Goswamis in Vrindavana, the life of all the self-realized souls, had always been something that normal materialistic people could never comprehend. Whether it is life of Ramanujacharya, whether it is life of Madhvacharya, whether it is life of six Goswamis, the life of all, Shamanand Pandit, Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, because they had a completely different focus in their lifestyle, that they were constantly thinking about Krishna and not bothered for their own personal, profile or identity. Yatva turnam asesha mandalapati Shrenim sada tuchavat Bhutva dina ganesa kau karunaya Kaupina kantashritau. All these Goswamis, Tyaktva turnam asesha mandalapati Shrenim sada tuchavat. They were all highly accomplished people, but how did they conduct themselves in Vrindavan? Bhutva adina ganesa kau karunaya kaupina kantashrito. They were having loincloths, copins, and were moving around. What did they eat? They ate only some dry chapatis, saltless roti or whatever, something very simple. Based on some description, we get to hear how Sanatana Goswami, he lived in Vrindavan. Suppose somebody did not know about Sanatana Goswami. If you happen to hear about Sanatana Goswami's activities and they just go and witness him, they will call him as a beggar, madman, and they will never classify themselves into, you know, scholarly level. But one who know who Chaitanya, who Sanatana Goswami was, Radha Madan Mohan, they pleaded to Sanatana Goswami. Madan Mohan ji asked Sanatana Goswami, why are you giving me this dry chapatis every day? There is no sabji, there is no nothing to, you know, eat. How can I, you know, eat like this? What did Sanatana Goswami respond to Madan Mohan? I am a mendicant. This is what you will get from me. You have a choice to go somewhere else and get your wonderful, you know, prasadam. This is what I will be able to offer you. If you can tolerate this, be with me. Madan Mohan said, no, I want to be with you, so I am okay with whatever you do. The reason I am referring this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life activities, Goswami's life activities, and several other wonderful personalities' life activities, they can be appreciated only when we keep simple mind. You can understand, participate in such a leela. You can get into that such a leela only when we are simple-minded, to easily participate. If we cannot easily participate, then we have to have several philosophical, you know, evaluation, discussion, analysis, and different dissection to even understand to, you know, basic understanding. What we are enjoying is simply to enjoy. If somebody had love, by reading this chapter, they will only cry. Gadadhara Pandit, after Mahaprabhu left this planet, what he did, he simply cried. Because of his cry, the entire script of Srimad Bhagavatam got erased. But today, we are not getting that cry. I am not getting that cry. I am only seeing how Mahaprabhu's face is fully ready, you know, fully blood. I'm just contemplating, okay, maybe, you know, some leela, some app, something has happened. I'm technically trying to clarify and understand. But those who are very much attached to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will not be able to, you know, the moment they imagine this, they will not be able to comprehend. That was the situation of Swarup Damodar Goswami and all the associates. They had a discussion, they had a meeting. They're constantly worrying. This entire chapter, the previous chapter when Mahaprabhu was running around, you know, different parks and ocean, the previous chapter, the last three chapters, if you see, look at the mood of Swarup Damodar Goswami and all the associates. They're constantly watching Mahaprabhu, are kya hoga? Because he drowned in the ocean and got somewhere else, picked up. So Swarup Damodar Goswami's constant thinking is not to misunderstand, not to, he just directly getting into the context to make sure how to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today, when I was analyzing this particular thing, I was just wondering that what is that I'm going to, you know, learn and reflect. All I got to know is how complicated I am, that I am able to only intellectually see this, not with you know, real love about which, you know, we are all supposed to learn. So the third reflection that I want to say is a very famous and important statement to comprehend, that for us to make Krishna consciousness look simple, we have to become a simple-minded. Can we become simple-minded? Srila Prabhupada gave a progress, you know, a process for that. Srila Prabhupada's process was that if somebody performed Panchanga Bhakti, the five Angas, of course, that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who enunciated them. If somebody performs this Panchanga Bhakti, then they will be able to condition themselves to become a simple-minded devotee. Otherwise, they will continue to remain complicated in this Krishna, you know, in this material world. So, for us to relish, enjoy, go deeper into the science of Mahaprabhu's confidential leela, we need to kind of get into the zone of being a simple-minded person. And what is to be eliminated as a simple-minded person? Remove all the upadhis, all the false designation. So long as designations are attached to us, it cannot be simple. So long as we identify ourselves with designations, they cannot be simple. So long as we are, you know, known for our power, positions, name, fame, or our, you know, varna, or our gotra, or our anything. To an extent that six Goswamis, they gave up all their spiritual identity also, not only material identity. They gave up their spiritual identity also. They threw their, you know, sannyas clothes. They gave up the tridanda. They gave up janayu. They just said that I do not want any designation attached to me. Only one. I am the Lord's servant work only for reviving whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked us to revive and establish. No other side business. To even comprehend this, we need several stages of churning the heart. So the third reflection is about how we need to work in such a manner to remove all the complications, remove all the false designations, remove all the false identity that we have attached ourselves to. And without that, we will not be able to make any necessary progress to understand such confidential aspects. We may still continue to do bhakti, sadhana bhakti. We'll be making progress in sadhana bhakti only. But these are all certain aspects that we need to contemplate for us to move forward and go towards higher aspects of devotional life. And these are all certain reflections about it. I'll just end the last fourth reflection, which is a small abhang, because today happened to be Ashad Ekadashi, which is a very famous and important Ekadashi for the devotees of Lord Vittal, and of course for all of us too. So I just wanted to share a small abhang of Tukaram Maharaj. I'm not a Maharashtrian, but somehow from my childhood days, before even coming to Krishna consciousness, my parents exposed me to certain bhajan group who taught me some abhangs. I may not be able to say the words and pronunciation properly, but it's a wonderful meaning. There are several abhangs like that. I wanted to refer to abhangs, but then since we don't have time, I'll just want to say the abhang and its meaning, which is needed for us to develop this simple-mindedness. Deva hoina pikari, pandari cha varakari, pandari cha varakari, pandari cha varakari, asamajane madharma, mukim vitelancha nama, Kim simaji upasana, lakim santancha sharana, aho dukhamane deva, Kim simaji boli seva. So what Tukaram Maharaj is praying is that I am a beggar. I just simply beg for only three things. What are the three things? Number one, Vittalansa Nama. I always want to chant the holy name of Vittal. Number two, Vaishnava Seva, serving the lotus feet of Santancha Sharana. I want to serve the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. And third is, I want to stay in your abode, Pandharpur Dham, and eternally reside there by serving and glorifying you and your dear devotees. So I just thought, as I was mentioning the previous reflection, in case if we need to develop some sort of simplicity, if we do these three things, probably we can break and crush the designations that we are attached to and eventually come to the stage of being simple, to eventually understand the stage of what it means to be deserving, to desire to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to eventually come to the stage of asking favor from the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord. Thank you so much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitaya Gaurav Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Any questions or comments? I'll be happy to respond.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandvat Pranams. And glories to Prabhupada. Beautiful class, Prabhu, and beautiful reflections also you shared. And thank you for sharing the last abhanga of Sant Tukaram and being today's Ashad Ekadashi, Deva Shayani Ekadashi. So thank you for that, Prabhu. And it was such a beautiful message that serving Vaishnava, staying in the abode of Supreme Lord and chanting his holy names is what we all also aspire for. So Prabhu, like I just have one thing, like you were saying that, you know, when we chant or we do any kind of devotional service, we should not ask anything from Lord. And like our main should be to do those services for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. And like how to reconcile the statement which he says that in order to be selfless, we have to be selfish. You know, how to reconcile that statement, you know, with what you said. I do agree with what you said. It's not that I'm not in agreement. But if you can throw some more light on it.
It is explained that many a times as we practice Krishna consciousness, we kind of come to a zone of complacency or a benchmarking ourselves that yes, the stage of devotion seems to be nice and convincing. The reason, as I said, this is all technically clarified, is by the virtue of you knowing that this is the direction, this is the goal, this is the stage that I'm supposed to reach, at least you will not get settled or you will not benchmark that this is a greatest achievement. You will say that I have to go a long way. It is like when I was studying in my school, when I was in grade 7, I, you know, got the blessings of, you know, participating in Krishna consciousness. In 1989, by Guru and Gauranga and Vaishnava's mercy, you know, I got exposed and introduced to Krishna consciousness. And initial days, as always, we were over-enthusiastic boys. And, you know, we were like doing so many services. So my father, who was, you know, of course, as naturally concerned the parent, was worried that, you know, if I'm not going to be focusing on my studies, he said, Yadiko, you're in very crucial stage of life. You just finished 8th standard. After that, you know, you'll be a grown-up boy, then you can handle yourself. 8th is a very crucial junction in life. I really believed that and, you know, focused on 8th. Then he said, the 10th, na, it only 10th grade is going to decide your career. So then he said, 10th, say 12th, 12th, say engineering. So they kept on, you know, shifting the goalpost and milestone, and they kept on, you know, whatever, trying to make sure that I don't, you know, quote unquote, you know, fall apart from my responsibilities. So, in our spiritual journey, in our, you know, journey to Krishna consciousness, if we are not going to focus on, if we are not going to have some sort of a long-term goal, this always break up into small stone milestones and get settled to that. I was thinking that, okay, it's all going to be done. But then you always have, if you finish this, there's something else to be done. If you finish this, something else to be done. If you finish something else to be done. So my understanding had always been, Srila Prabhupada gave all the knowledge. He said, keep knowing this knowledge, but keep doing a reality check to yourself and operate at that platform. Just because I know the knowledge, I suddenly operate on them, I may bring in some sort of an accident to my own spiritual life if I overjump some things. So my understanding is, we need to know I am supposed to reach the stage of selflessness and reach the stage of complete surrender and reach the stage of, you know, working and thinking about Supreme Lord 24 hours a day. But as on today, I need to prepare myself. It is like I am being part of a soldier in the army. For me to work selflessly for the country, I need to selfishly prepare myself, my body, my routine, taking instructions from my superiors, cooperative with my fellow men, not having any other outside desires, keeping only the team's desires or the you know, regiment desires as my goal, then I can be selfless to the country. So these all activities may apparently appear that I am selfish. Aray, ye body bana raha. He's just making his body. No, I am doing my morning jogging, morning exercise so that I can be fit and fine. I can be disciplined. I follow the instructions of my superiors. I be cooperative. If I do not have any of these things, how can I be a soldier? If I cannot be a proper soldier, how can I eventually be a captain? How can I eventually lead a team? So, if you break it down, someplace, some components may sound like selfishness. But if this is aligned towards the selflessness, the selfishness is also equally appreciated. That's my understanding, Mataji. Does it make sense?
Yes, Prabhuji, perfectly. Thank you. Thank you so much for your wonderful answer. Very convincing. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All the best to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you for that answer, Prabhu. But while being selfish, other people may get offended or upset. I mean, see, if we become as a grihastha, I would say for myself, I become too strict. No, 9 o'clock I want to sleep and 3 o'clock I want to. And there are other people who may not be on the same pace in the family itself. So we working hard on ourselves, we might get others upset, and that can cause their Krishna consciousness, you know, in trouble, or they may be pushed seeing us so, you know, convinced into the process and so much dedicated. They may not feel like coming. That did I make the question clear to you?
Yeah, so it is like this, Mataji. It is like you are going to a classroom session. Somebody is teaching you how to take care of the baby. And you make 15 pages notes when I'm going to beget a child, how I should take care of the baby, which angle I should hold the baby, how well I should, you know, put the baby to sleep. You are giving all the studies. And when you actually have a baby, you will not check these notes. You will only do based on, of course, the notes that you took, the session that you took is going to give you as a guide. But the remaining what is going to contribute is your emotions and love. So please understand, Siddhanta paves the way in which direction we are supposed to go, sets the groove, sets the boundary, sets everything. But when you function, your progress is purely proportionate to what attitude you behold. Krishna is not a person, you know, with a banduk on your head saying that, you know, you better surrender to me, otherwise you are no more a devotee. Krishna is not like that. That is why we always say, I think one of the earlier sessions I did mention, that when I talk about qualifications, when I talk about being prepared, we talk about the all the standards, all the checklists, all the points, when it is be applied upon myself. But when Krishna assesses it, Krishna does not assess it based on this. Krishna directly looks at our attitude. Krishna has his own judgment on how to accept us. So, but if we operate on, oh, Krishna is anyway going to accept it, so let me use it as a benchmark, then we'll go wrong. It is like when I'm presenting the fact, I present the fact. When I'm being evaluated, I'm being evaluated not just based on one part of the aspect. They look at other aspect of it. So in Krishna consciousness, the reason I'm saying this is, in your practice, as I just did answer to Kirtida Sundari Mata this question, I did mention self-discipline, self-routine, and also cooperation. Just because you are doing devotional service does not necessarily mean you make everybody else's life horrible. That is not the point. So that is why we say the attitude of the practitioner is very important. The several grihastha, you know, counseling sessions that I have sat as this problem, he being very impractical. Prabhu, everybody said morning I have to finish 16 rounds before sunrise. Absolute statement. But what if you have a baby? What if you have an ailing person? What if you have somebody who is, needing your attention? So Krishna consciousness is something to be applied to your context. You have to apply. Krishna is definitely, you know, looking at your heart more than the quote unquote, your qualification that you would have achieved. Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, or whatever Vaibhava you may have. So the point is, it is absolutely necessary to see what our attitude has become. Am I sensitive enough, accommodative enough? Not that accommodative enough to go and do whatever they ask you to do. Prahlad Maharaj, ideal example. He did not bother anyone. He did not obey anyone. Both he did. He didn't obey his father. But he never disrespected his father. He never obeyed his teacher. But he never disrespected his teacher. So it is an art. So if your intention is to glorify Krishna and serve the Supreme Lord, a devotee should practice in such a manner not to be intimidating others. Of course, sometimes people may, even just by our chanting, they may get intimidated, we can't do anything. But on our own, we should be conscious enough to see to that we are sensitive to the surroundings as much as possible. At the same time, we need to, you know, our mission should go on. There are sometimes people who blow things out of proportion. We can't even give attention to that. At the same time, sometimes he happens to be so insensitive. Because I am a devotee, I will do everything in the name of Krishna and not worried about others. That's not how Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be a gentleman. It is like, I have trash in the temple. So I have to keep my temple clean. So I will go and throw the trash in neighbor's plot. Because Krishna's temple needs to be clean. That's not what devotional service is. You make sure you pick up the trash and put it in the right place. Maybe in your country, in US, people will be organized. But there are places where people think, oh, I am keeping my house clean. I don't bother what happens to my neighbor's house. That's not what our devotional principles are. Am I making some sense, Mataji?
Totally, Prabhu. Totally, totally. It makes a lot of sense. Please bless me, Prabhu, so that I can practice what you have preached me. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Prabhuji, yes, you are today so many realization, but cooking distracted my papa, so not focus attentively. But Prabhuji, it is touch to heart to that we have to correct ourselves in spirituality, that I am in from 25 years, 26 years, but am I progressing in Shashi, Srila Prabhupada? Am I progressing in bhakti? Am I reading seriously Srila Prabhupada book? If I am reading, if I read, then if I digest that, if I follow in today life. So Prabhuji, today's class is touch to heart. It is specially for me that when we are going more and more advanced in a bhakti, not said advanced Prabhuji, but Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani is testing us. They put in such a situation that now what we should do in this situation. So they are testing us that how sincere we are following the rules and regulations, how sincere we are following Srila Gurudev Vani. So today's class is specially for me, Ma Prabhuji. And now we come in Vanaprastha, Prabhuji. So many responsibility we complete, like a father-in-law, mother-in-law, and everything, our kids. Now we get more time to serve Srila Prabhupada movement. So we have to become more sincere. We don't know where the date is came. The Maharaj is glorifying that Maharashtrian lady, Mataji, she is only 25 years old and she is passing from the cancer. And Maharaj came on phone and in spiritual department working with A.G. Vishwaroop Prabhu and A.G. Kishori Mataji. I have seen that Vishwaroop Prabhuji left abroad and came India to start Bhaktivedanta Hospital. That time they are Dr. Dharkadish Prabhuji and Dr. Vishwaroop Prabhu, and there are only 6-7 Vaishnava. So that time Maharaj so told that you are my life and soul, and Maharaj is preaching that 24 year Vaishnavi, and Prabhuji pray for all of us that at our that time the Shankha is going on, the Mrudanga and the Aarti is going on, and we will Sahushila Prabhupada as Das Dasan Das Pav. Yes, that also touches. We are every time say, please accept my humble obeisances, Das Dasan Das. But are we serving Das Dasan Das, Prabhuji? Hari Hari Gauranga, Anant Koti Dandavat Pranam. This today's class is specially for me. We have to correct from our mistake, and we have to stand up, and we have to do our japa attentively. When I'm seeing from working, taking care of senior citizen, I just get up. Before that, I get up 5:30. Now, no, 4:30, 5 o'clock, I have to sit for japa. Thank you, Prabhuji, for correcting me. Koti koti dandavat pranam.
All wishes,
especially that Abhanga. Can you please sing? Oh, we God. Are so selfish. Again, please, Anant Koti Dandavat Pranam.
I'm. Those who are Maharashtrians may feel offended because I may not, of course, by that way, even Bengali also we don't pronounce okay. So at least whatever little I, learned, I will just sing. Any other questions before that? Anybody has any questions I would like to, respond before? There's one more Abhang, I learned. It's a beautiful one. Anika Dusare. It's a wonderful abhang. Sometimes, actually, Tukara Maharaj's life and activities and his abhangs are all as wonderful as Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur songs. Sometimes some of the Maharashtrian devotees can try and learn. In my childhood days, I almost had learned around 45-50 abhangs. But unfortunately, I'm not able to completely pronounce them. I'm still trying to learn from the local people how to pronounce it properly so that it is not misunderstood. But otherwise, so beautiful. Anybody has any questions, other questions, just in case? Okay, so if there are no questions, I'll fulfill Vrinda Gopi or Mataji's request. The abhang that I sung, I will sing it again. Please excuse me once again for the mistakes.
Deva hoina bikari pandari chavarakari pandari chavarakari pandari chavarakari asamajane madharma Asamajane madharma Mukim vitalanchanama Mukim vitalanchanama Mukim vitalanchanama Hechimazi upasana Hechimazi upasana Lakim santancha sharana Lakim santancha sharana Lakim santancha charana Aho dukkamane deva Aho dukkamane deva Hechimazi holy seva Hechimazi holy seva Hechimazi holy seva Vitala 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 Panduranga Vitala 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 Panduranga Mukim vitalancha nama Mukim vitalancha nama Jai Pandarinath Maharaj ki jai
Sri Rukmani Vithal Vithal Sri Rukmani Vithal Nath ki jai. Thank you Prabhuji, yeah. Thank you Anant Koti Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much Prabhuji, very nice class and also nice singing. Vittal, glorification of Vittal, literally. So by your, it's very enlightening class, you answered very nicely about how we can become humble, we should become humble and serve everyone. So thank you.
Thank you.
So, by your permission, we can end the call. If anybody has any question, I don't think so. Can we end the call here, Prabhuji? It's okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I don't know. There's some seven chat, but I don't know how to work with that. So I don't know if there's a question or not. You know, in a chat. I don't think there's a question. Let me see. The seven messages on chat.
No, Mataji, she has just shared the Abhanga, Sri Sita Priti Mataji. So there are no questions.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so you can end the class.
Okay, okay. We can end the call here now. Vancha kalpata rupyashta kripa sindhu vyayocha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
His grace, Ram Giridhari Prabhuji ki jai.
Hare
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Thank you.